诸位亲戚朋友、弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening to all brothers and sisters and friends and relatives.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God continually abide with you.
今天晚上想用有福的人来谈一谈蒙神赦罪是有福的人。
And so today we would like to continue to study about the blessed and that, in particular, sins are forgiven.
请来看圣经。
Let's refer to a passage.
罗马书四章的第七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 7.
罗马书四章第七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 7.
四章第七节，第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 8.
新约二十三页。四章七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
他说得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。第八节
，verse eight，
主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。这里的经文连续提到有福两次，这人是有福的。
Here, this two verse it mentions twice about one who is blessed.
就是他的过患可以被遮盖赦免的人呢，是有福气的。
And it is blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
主不算为有罪的人呢，他是有福气的。
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
小弟有一次在圣何西教会开会。
There was one time I had a meeting in San Jose Church.
教会开完会已经十一点多了。
And after the meeting concluded, it was about 11 p.m.
有点累，那车路上的车子也比较少。所以我不小心就开起快车来了。
And so I was a little bit tired, and it was so late. Accidentally, I increased my speed.
突然间左右一看，哎，奇怪，怎么都没有车子在我旁边呢
？And all of a sudden, I looked to the right and left of me, and realized there is no car beside me.
如果你有注意到你旁边没有车子啊，通常这个全天下人都知道警察在附近，只有你不知道啊。
And usually when this occurs, you know that everyone knows that there is a cop around and that you are the only one that left out.
果然没错，我回头一看。
And so I turned my head.
那个警车果然是跟着我的后边一直在开。
And the police car was right behind me, following me.
他就开始闪他的灯了。
And so he flashed his lights.
然后呢，我就很乖的主动到这个路肩上面去。
And so I obediently turned my signal and went to the shoulder.
以前遇到这种事情呢，他们都教我说呢，遇到警察哈、哦、被抓到，第一件事情就是把传道证拿给人家看的。
And before I was taught by others that when you are pulled over by the police, just take out your pastor's identification.
但是我试过没有用。
And I tried it before, but it doesn't work.
那几年前哈、哦，那一次被划了一张这个一百八十多块钱的罚单呢。
There was even one time that I was fined $180.
那所以这一次呢，我就把窗子摇下来，我就跟警察道歉了。
And so this time I simply just rolled down my windows and just apologized to the officer.
Officer, 我实在是太累了，对不起，开快，没有注意到自己开快车了。
And so I said to the officer, I apologize. I'm too tired. I did not notice how fast I was going.
我那辆车子开的是教会的车子。
And that car I was driving belongs to church.
他就叫我拿给他这个行车驾照跟我的驾驶执照。
And so he asked for my license and registration.
看完之后呢，他就这样称呼我。
And so after he saw it, he called me.
称我 Mr. Church.
He just said Mr. Church.
我说哇，那我信教会哦，因为那个保险单上面写 True Jesus Church 啊。
Because according to the insurance on the top, the name is True Jesus Church.
那我想说，那我的名字就是 True Jesus 啦。
And so then I suddenly thought that, and then my name is True Jesus.
他说 Mr. Church， 以后你开车哦，开慢一点呐。
And so the officer said, Mr. Church, in the future, please just slow down.
他就放我一马。
And so he just gave me a simple warning.
我实在是很高兴。
And so I was very happy.
赶快开回家，当然这次没有超速啊。
And of course I hurried home, but within the speed limit.
回家第一件事跟我太太报告。
And so the first thing I said to my wife.
今天我赚了一百八十几块钱啊。
Today I earned $180.
所以这边是这样讲说，得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福气的。
So here it says, one whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
当我们做错的时候能够被原谅啊，那真是一件有福气的事情。
When we have committed something wrong and we are forgiven, this indeed is a blessed thing.
更有福气的就是主呢，算我们为没有罪的人，这是更有福气的了。
And what is even more blessed is that God consider us as one without sin.
啊，圣经上讲说呢，我们世人呢，都是罪人呢。
As the Bible constantly tells us that all men comes under sin.
真正有福气的人呢，就是世人能够被神所赦罪啊。
And the one who is truly blessed is one who is really forgiven by God.
啊，所以实际上啊，今天从圣经我们来看一看罪恶的问题。
And so today we will examine about the problem of sin.
我们看罗马书三章的二十三节。
Let's look into Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀。这么提到世上的人都犯了罪啊。
Here says that all men in this world have sinned.
啊，这一节很多朋友没有办法接受啊。
This verse, a lot of our friends could not understand.
有一个从中国大陆来的这个朋友，他这样说啊。
There was a friend that came from mainland China, and when he saw this, he said,
我在中国大陆文革的时候呢，他们都说我是罪人呢。
And he said, when I was going through the Cultural Revolution, they all claimed me that I am a sinner.
因为我是属于不同党派的人。
Because I belong to a different opposing party.
所以他们给我戴高帽，给我游街，用枪托打我的下巴。
And so they put a hat on me, and then they struck me.
所以为了逃避那样的一种生活方式呢，他逃来美国。
And so in order to escape such kind of persecution, he came to the United States.
想不到来美国住在会堂，他们又说我是罪人了。
And it's unthinkable that now I come to the America and I come to church and they still call me a sinner.
所以他不能接受这样的道理啊。
So he could not accept this truth.
那我们传道人常常说啊，这个我们是人是罪人，亏欠了神的荣耀，是人罪很重。
So the minister constantly said that we all have sinned and we all have fall short the glory of God.
啊，有一个无神论者，他听了也是觉得很不能接受啊。
And one of the atheists also could not accept the saying.
他说你的罪，他说啊，你说我的罪很重。
You say that I have committed great sins.
我的罪到底多重？
How heavy is my sin?
是五磅重、十磅重，还是一百磅重？
Is it 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or 100 pounds heavy?
啊，那个传道人也是有点不客气啊。
And so that minister also was pretty bold.
啊，他说呢，哎呀，这个哈、哦，一个死人哦，无论多少公斤的重压在他身上，他总是没有感觉的。
He said, a dead man, no matter how much has been pressed upon his chest, he never feels the weight.
啊，这个传道人他的意思是说，活着有两种人呐、啊。
He said, basically what he meant is that a person living, there are two types of people.
有罪的人在神眼中就好像是一个活着的死人一样啊。
That the one who is sin, who has sin in the eyes of God, he is just like a dead man walking.
所以一般的朋友很难接受，真的世人都犯了罪，到底犯了什么罪，亏欠了什么荣耀。
And so a lot of friends cannot understand this verse, all have sinned, what sin, and fall short of the glory of God.
这个罪呢，更指着我们祖先所遗留下来的一个罪啊。
And this sin also includes theoriginal sins that have been passed down by our ancestors.
我们来看罗马书五章的十二节。
Let's look into Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
五章十二节。
5, verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。这边提到说，罪是从一人进入世界的。
Here it tells us that sin had entered the world through one man.
这一个人就是亚当。
And this one man is by the name of Adam.
亚当本来是神所钟爱的儿子。
Adam was originally a beloved son of God.
在伊甸园，神给他预备最好的。
In the Garden of Eden, God has prepared him all the best.
他没有烦恼，什么都是最美丽的。
He had no worries, and everything is most beautiful.
神只跟他讲一件事情啊。
God only told him one thing.
啊，分别三个树上的果子，你不可以吃。
The tree of good and evil you shall not eat.
你吃的日子必定死。
The day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
想不到亚当后来听了太太的话。
But it was unthinkable that Adam listened to his wife.
他就吃了这个禁果啊。
And so he touched and he ate of this fruit.
他选择的不爱神啊， 违背了神的诫命。
And so he chosen the path to disobey the commandment of God.
啊，所以呢，他就被赶出伊甸园了。
And therefore he was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
所以罪呢，就是从这个人呢进入了这个世界。
And therefore sin have entered into this world through one man.
那我们怎么证明这个世界真的有罪呢？
And how do we prove that in this world exists sin?
我小弟啊，我想说来从几个方面来想这个问题啊。
And I from different perspective have thought about this question.
首先，当亚当犯罪之后呢，我们发觉到他们所生下来的啊、兄弟啊，开始就有谋杀啊，杀彼，就是 有哥哥杀弟弟的行为了。
We will notice that after Adam and Eve have committed sin, that they bear children. That these two brothers, they have this hate.、they have committed murder.
啊，这是亲人杀亲人呐、啊。
They have killed their own blood.
这个在没有罪恶的那个伊甸里面是不可能发生的。
This does not exist in the perfect world of the Garden of Eden without sin.
哥哥出于嫉妒啊，受不了弟弟呢，被神悦纳，自己不被悦纳。
But the older brother Cain was full of jealousy and could not see his younger brother received by God.
啊，在野地呢，就把弟弟给杀了。
And therefore, in the wilderness, he killed his brother.
我们怎么知道这个世界真的是有罪呢？
How do we know that this world truly has sin?
我们把报纸打开来看呢。
We open the newspaper every day.
我们常常看到一些亲人杀亲人的这些新闻呢，老是在我们的生活当中啊。
We also see many news about man killing another man.
啊，几年前，小弟在《世界日报》看到一则新闻呢。
A few years ago in the Chinese Times, I have seen this news article.
一个十九岁的青年呐，是一个爸爸妈妈所钟爱的。
A 19-year-old teenager was loved by his parents.
他是独子，他爸爸妈妈给他跑车，给他摩托车，给他最好的东西啊。
He was the only son in the family, and so parents loved him very much and gave him everything that he wanted. A car, a motorcycle.
想不到这个小孩子呢不乖啊。
But it's unfortunate that he was not a good boy.
晚上常常带一些狐群狗党到家里面来 party 啊。
And so he brought with his bad friends into the house every night and to party.
妈妈说：“哎呦，拜托，我们是做餐馆的，早上很早起来，哎，我晚上做得很晚，你也给我们休息一下。”
So his mother pleaded with him to consider because they are opening restaurant and they have to wake up very early in the morning.
这个小孩子跟他的朋友哦，听得很不舒服啊。晚上啊，在 party 的时候，酒喝下去了，到厨房拿刀起来，爸爸妈妈砍了九十几刀啊。
And because his mother simply scolded him of this, and he and his friends were very upset, and they become drunk and took the kitchen knife and then slaughtered his parents.
我看到世界日报他的照片。
And I looked at the photo in the paper.
19岁的男孩子长得清清秀秀，高高大大的。
A 19-year-old boy, he's strong and tall.
世界上没有罪，如果没有罪，怎么有这样的一种人的心呢？
If this world has no sin, then how can there be hearts such as this man?
啊，这种故事不只是发生在我们东方人的社会而已啊。
And this kind of story does not occur in only the Asian culture.
你看到那个美国的这种英文的报纸啊，你也看到电视新闻啊，前几年前。一个妇人呢，为了跟她的啊一个男朋友约会啊。
And you can also see this constantly in the American newspaper. A few years ago, a woman had a date with her boyfriend.
把两个孩子绑在她的车子后边呢。
And so bounded her two children in the back of the
car. 把车子倒退到湖里面去啊。
And so she drove those cars into the water.
啊，为了自己那种情欲的事情呢，啊，讨男朋友的喜欢呢，啊，竟然做出这种伤天害理的、违背母性的一种行为。
And so for her own selfish needs, that she was able to commit such kind of crime and act in order to fulfill her own.
所以罪真的在我们的这个世界。
And so sin indeed exists in this world.
怎么证明这个世界有罪呢？
How do we know that this world has sin?
有一次我问一个啊，这个R1的小朋友啊，青年班的小朋友啊。
One time I posed this question to the RE students.
我问他们说，哪一种动物在地上哦爬的，在地上爬，哪一种动物哦没有脚可以爬得很快的？
I asked them this question: Which animal crawls on the earth very quickly?
他们说毛毛虫。
And some say caterpillar.
我说毛毛虫有脚啊。
And I say caterpillar have feet.
毛毛虫也爬得不快啊。
But and also they're very slow.
想了半天，他们又说哦是蚯蚓。
And then they thought about for a little while, and then they say worms.
蚯蚓不在地上啊。
But worms is not on top.
蚯蚓爬得很慢。
And they are very slow.
啊，到底有哪种动物在地上没有脚可以爬得很快的
？So what kind of living things can without any feet can crawl very quickly on the earth?
啊，结果大家想了半天，大概只有一种动物啊。
And so they thought for a while there is only one.
啊，有个小朋友说 penguin， penguin 没有脚，penguin 没有脚。他说 penguin 没有脚，因为哈、哦、那个什么啊 ，cookie 哈、哦、那个饼干上面做的 penguin 都是没有脚的啦。
And one of the students said penguin because in his mind, with the penguin he saw on the cookie, the shape does not have feet.
这句话问得很没有道理啊，这为什么没有脚可以跑得很快呢？
So without feet, how can one crawl so quickly?
就好像问说没有什么东西，什么鸟呢？没有翅膀可以飞得很高啊。
It's like a question you pose into saying, what kind of bird without wings can fly very far?
大概只有蛇啊。就是没有脚可以爬得很快啊。
So the only animal we can think of is snakes.
那为什么蛇没有脚可以爬得很快呢？
So how come snakes without any legs can climb so quickly?
那是人犯罪之后的一个明证啊。
But this is a proof that man after they have committed sin.
那个蛇啊，就是来引诱夏娃吃三恶果的那个动物啊。
The snake is the animal that came to tempt Adam and Eve.
神咒诅他说以后你要用这个终身吃土啊，你要用身体在地上爬行啊。
And therefore God curses the snake so that you will not crawl on your belly and you shall eat the dust.
真的很奇妙，就是这样一个动物而已，就是一种证明，告诉我们说真的，人类因为犯罪才有这样的一个情形啊。
And so it is the only animal distinguished from all the other ones, and this is a proof that sin have come into the world.
怎么样证明这个世界真的有罪呢？
How do we also proof sin have indeed dwelt in this world?
自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢，地才开始长出荆棘跟蒺藜来啊。
After Adam and Eve have sinned, the earth start to produce thorns.
而且这种荆棘蒺藜，你做农夫你就知道，无论再怎么样的把它拔哦，以后还是会继续生出来。
And then you know, as a farmer, you would realize that no matter how much thorns you pull from the earth, that will continue to grow.
其实人给原来人类设计的一个社会，是一个非常美好的，没有烦恼、没有忧愁的社会。
Initially, God have created for us a society in which, without any worries, and a very beautiful society.
但是，请问现在哪一种人的行业，他的脑袋瓜不用去思考，他的精神上没有负担呢？
Now let us question in this world, what kind of profession or job in which no one needs to think or worry about or have the stress and pressure?
我们在座的可能有做 computer science 的。
Here we may have computer science majors.
请问你 bug 抓得完吗？
Can you ever finish finding bugs in your software?
Bug 这个抓完了，另外一个又出来，你就永远在抓 bug 就对了，抓虫啊。
After you find a bug, you fixed it. There are so many more.
我们在座的可能有做生意的。
Many of us may be businessmen.
请问你的生意真的从头到尾都没有让你像荆棘一样让你去拔，而且拔得手痛的情形吗？
Have you ever have a situation in which you don't need to, as an analogy, pull on the thorns and your hands bleed?
人间的烦恼证明人间原来是犯罪的。
The worries of man proves that there a man have committed sin.
圣经上跟我们讲说呢，因为有罪，于是死就临到众人，因为众人。
Here the Bible tells us very clearly that because man have committed sin, therefore death has come into this world.
所以死本身也证明人有罪的存在。
So death itself also proved that sin is in this world.
这个死哦，并不一定代表人的肉体归土，不一定代表这样子的啦。
And the sin is not the death is not this death does not only limit to our physical death.
这个死哦，圣经上说明说，人离开神的面，没有神的生命呢。活着就好像是活着的死人一样。
This death also goes further to exemplify that as man has no relationship with God, he is just like dead, a living man, but he's dead spiritually.
人找不到天上的父亲，跟天上的父亲隔绝，活着常常有一种虚空的心灵啊。
That man without the presence of the heavenly Father, without Father God in his life, he is just like empty in empty life.
就好像有一个小朋友呢，去迪士尼乐园玩呢。
Just like a little child goes to Disney World to play.
晚上到了，白天可能玩得很高兴，没有爸爸妈妈没有关系啊。
And he may enjoy himself during the daytime without parents around. He can still enjoy and have fun.
但是晚上找不到妈妈，找不到爸爸。
But in at night, when the darkness comes and they can't find his parents,
再好的那个游乐呢，他都没有办法满足他的心呢。
No matter how much fun the entertainment is or the ride is, he could not rest.
所以有人说，人的心中有个盒子，除了神以外，没有任何东西可以把它填满这个虚空的盒子。
And so many people say that man's heart is like a box. Without God, it cannot be filled.
真的，无论我们追求什么样的喜乐。
It is true, whatever kind of pleasures or joy we pursue.
人世间的东西哦，你喝了酒还要再喝，你无论什么样的一个那种刺激呢，你要更大的刺激来满足你的喜乐，最后还是有一种虚空的感觉。
No matter what we pursue in this world, whether it be drinks or anything that is pleasing to us, no matter how much we pursue, we will find it to be even more void and can never satisfy us.
这些都证明真的罪恶真的存在我们当中。
All these things prove to us that sin has entered into this world.
请继续读五章的十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
罗马书五章十三节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 13.
五章十三节。
5:13.
没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。这么提到说，有律法，罪才能够算数了。
Here it says, until the law, sin was in the world.
我们这边的时速不晓得多少。时速限制 ，speed limit。
I don't know what the speed limit here is.
65 miles per hour, 对不对
？Probably 65 miles per hour.
你到 Montana 去哈，就没有这个规定了。
If you went to Montana, there was no speed limit.
你要开多快就可以多快。
You can drive as fast as you want.
到欧洲很多的国家去也没有这样的一个时速规定。
In Europe, it also has a lot of places have no speed limit.
所以没有律法，人开得很快，这个罪就不算罪。
And so without law, if one drives very fast, then he does not commit any wrong.
但是神的律法不只是写在那个两块石头上面了。
But God's law is not only inscribed into the two tablets of stone.
神的律法常常写在人的良知良能上面。
But God's law is constantly written actually into the conscience of man.
所以啊，比如说孝顺父母。
For instance, to respect your parents.
这个无论任何一种民族都觉得这是天经地义的事情，是很对的事情啊。
No matter what cultures all around the world, everyone acknowledged this is an instinct in which we have.
所以我们来比较神律法，看看人到底有没有犯罪啊。
And so comparing to the law, let us see and examine whether man have committed sin.
小丽提到说这是写在不一定写在石头上面，也写在我们的心上。
As I have just mentioned, it is not only inscribed into the stone, but it's also inscribed into our heart.
我们来看生命记的二十章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 20.
这个十诫分成两部分哦。
And this Ten Commandments is split into two.
一到四诫是对神的。
Commands 1 to 4 is toward God.
五到十诫是对人的。
Commands 5 to 10 is toward man.
对人最重要就是要孝敬父母啊。
To man, what is the most important is to be obedient to one's parents.
生命啊，出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
旧约九十三页。第十二节
，verse 12，
二十章十二节
，chapter 20 verse 12。
当孝敬父母啊，请问我们从小到大有没有对父母亲不敬过的时候
？Here's to honor your father and mother. Let us question ourselves. Growing up, have we ever disobeyed and dishonored our parents?
我们有没有骂过父母，或是打过父母
？Have we ever scolded against our parents and even struck our parents?
圣经讲说，这种人要用石头把他打死的。
The Bible describes that such kind of man, you must strike him down with stones.
我们做 teenager 有没有对父母有没有厌烦过？觉得你好烦呢
？As a teenager, we ever complained that how come our parents are so frustrating.
我们父母年老的时候呢，我们有没有遗弃他啊？不照顾他呢
？And when our parents are old, do we ever despise them and forsake them?
这个在神面前，在我们良心当中都是罪啊。
All this in the eyes of God and also in our conscience is considered as sin.
再来提到十三节说不可以杀人呢、啊。
And then 13 says you shall not murder.
圣经上讲说呢，还恨他弟兄就是杀人的。
And the Bible also records one who hates his brother also commit murder.
还杀人的就没有永生存在他里面了。
One who murders will have no everlasting life in him.
请问从小到大，我们有没有恨过一个人，不喜欢过一个人呢
？And so let us question ourselves from ever since we were little to until we are now today, have we ever hated anyone?
圣经上又讲说这个不可以杀人，其实也包括堕胎啊。
And even this murder also includes abortion.
现在堕胎在美国很流行啊。
Abortion now is very popular and okay.
圣经上讲说呢，诗歌里面讲说，我在妈妈的肚子里面的时候呢，神就已经认识了我。
In the book of Psalms, it says that while I am still in my mother's womb, God has already known me.
再来我们再看一下下一个，不可以奸淫呢。
And then it says, you shall not commit adultery.
在这个世界呢，很多人他们嫖妓，他们同居，他们这个做一些不可告人的事情。
There, in this world, there are many people who commit adultery and cohabit together before a marriage.
为了绿卡呢，可以遗弃原来的法妻啊。
And that for a green card, they can even forsaken their
spouse.
Their spouse.
甚至在这个时代，一夫多妻啊，一妻多夫啊。
Even in this society, we see polygamy also takes hold.
有的人是有同性恋的行为。
And people even has manners of homosexuality.
这个都是在神面前是罪的一个事情。
All these in the eyes of God is considered as great sins.
耶稣基督把这条诫命又的他的标准又提高。
Jesus Christ even exalt further such level.
他说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，就是跟他换奸淫了。
One who sees a woman lustfully, he has committed adultery with her.
如果把这个条诫命摆在每个人面前了。
Now, if we put this level of standard in front of all of us,
我看90%的尤其男性大概都已经是换了诫命了。
I believe more than 90%, especially for the men, have committed this.
我们再看下一诫。
Let's look into the next command.
15节。
Verse 15.
不可以偷盗。
You shall not steal.
我们小时候有没有做过弊啊
Have we ever cheated when we were little?
我们有没有借过钱、借过书、借过物而没有还给人家的？
Have we ever borrowed something that is not, does not belong to us and never returned it?
我们有没有曾经偷过家人的东西？
Have we ever stolen things from our, even our own family members?
圣经讲说偷父母的东西，这也是罪，也是贼的一种行为啊。
The Bible even says that one who steals from his mother or father commits this great sin.
我们再看下一节，十六节。
Verse 16.
不可作假见证陷害人。
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
啊，这个是啊，我这个是告诉我们说呢，我们不要在别人家说别人的坏话。
Here it also tells us that we should not speak of bad things of other people.
啊，我们是不是有做过假见证呢？
Have we also bear false witness?
啊，我们有没有做过假文凭，买假文凭？
Have we ever committed certain fraud?
跟海关说假话？
Or say something of lies to the customs
office? 对 IRS 做假账？
Or to make false claims on to the IRS?
小弟记得有一次从这个加拿大进来的时候。
I remember one time I was entering from Canada.
那个海关哦，一直在检查我的护照。
And so the custom officer keep on looking at my passport.
他一直在看我的照片呢。
And so he keep on looking at my photograph.
我在想说，可能很多人哦都是做假护照进来美国啊。
I concluded that many people probably faked their passport.
啊，有的人为了要省税呢，常常做假账骗 IRS 啊。
Or some people in order to evade tax, they may made some false claims to the IRS.
十七节
，verse 17，
不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。这么提到说，不可以贪恋别人所有的。
Here shall not covet your neighbor's properties.
当我们到隔壁邻居去做客的时候，朋友家做客的时候
，When we go visit our neighbor's house or our friend's house，
哇，看到他们的后院好漂亮。
We see that their garden is so beautiful.
看到他们房间这么大，这么漂亮。
We see their room and their house is so big.
我们心中有没有嫉妒的心情呢
？We have this heart of envy.
我们会贪恋别人的东西呢
？Do we covet after their possessions？
啊，别人的太太，我们会不会贪恋呢？别人的先生，我们会不会贪恋呢
？Or even covet their spouse？
所以如果把神的律法一摆出来啊
，So if we lay out the laws of God，
到底谁敢说我真的没有罪
？Who dares to claim that I am without sin？
我们有一个姐妹她生病
，There is a sister of ours that got sick，
在医院里面就是躺了一段时间了
，And so she was in the hospital bed for some time。
她还是问主耶稣说：“主啊，我为什么会生病
？”And so she constantly questioned God and said, "Why did I get sick?"
如果我有什么错，请你原谅我。
He said, "If I have any wrongdoings, please forgive me."
如果我有想不出来的错，请你显示出来给我看。
If I have done anything wrong, please reveal it to me.
真的，神听她的祷告。
And so God listened to her prayer.
在天花板上面呢，把她过去生命的错误通通写出来，出来给她看。
So on the ceiling, as she was lying there, God revealed to her a vision, all the things she had done wrong her whole life.
很多事情她都已经忘记了，神也是。把它秀出来啊
！Even so many things that she had forgotten, God even revealed it.
他说有一次啊，他到他们这个公司的老板什么地方那里去啊，上洗手间还是公司的洗手间呢、啊、
？And she even testified one time she saw in the vision that she went to her company's bathroom.
啊，那个说那个洗手间的卫生纸特别好，特别漂亮。
And that the company has really good paper towels.
啊，他就把他。多拿一点放在自己的皮包，想说自己可以私用。
And so she took some more extra than she needed and put it into her own purse.
这个神也显出出来给她看了。
God even showed this to her.
他说：“神啊，连这个你也算吗
？”And so she asked God, say, "Even you count this?"
是啊，这是贪恋别人所有啊。
Yes, because you have committed.
所以真的，神的标准很高啊。
So God's standard is very high.
在神面前，我们说自己没有罪，有时候实在是自己欺骗自己啊。
In the presence of God, to claim ourselves as sinless is actually we are lying to ourselves.
我们刚所谈的是对人而已啊。
As we have just mentioned, this is in relation to other people.
第一诫到第四诫是对神。
Commands number 1 to 4 is toward God.
神说除了我以外，你不可以拜别的神。
God said, "You shall have no other gods before me."
不可以为自己雕刻偶像，也不可以拜那些像。
You shall not make for yourself any carved images.
因为神是我们天上唯一的天父，我们不可以拜其他的人，任其他人做爸爸。
Because he is the one and only father, and we shall not claim any other fathers.
我记得小时候有一次，我的小儿子才四岁多啊。
I remember when years ago, when my son was only 4 years old.
他在刷牙。
And he was brushing his teeth.
我到这个洗手间。
And I went to the bathroom.
我把他抱起来啊。
And so I hold him.
贴住他的脸啊。
And so I stuck my face to his face.
我问他说：“你像不像爸爸？”
And I asked him, "Do you look like me?"
他说：“像。”
Your father.And he said yes.
他说你爱不爱爸爸
？I said, "Do you love your father?"
他说爱。
And he said yes.
我说叫爸爸。
He said, "Call me dad."
他说爸爸。
So he said, "Daddy."
我心里好高兴啊。
And so I was full of joy.
我就跟他讲这个， 我就跟他讲，以后你绝对不可以叫其他人叫爸爸，知不知道
？And so I warned him and said, "You shall never say any claim any other person as your father."
如果你跑到隔壁叫叔叔叫爸爸，我把你打死，知不知道
？And I said, "If you went to the neighbor and you play and you call that uncle as daddy, and I will punish you."
你怎么可以？我是你爸爸，怎么可以叫别人爸爸呢
？I'm your one and only father. How can you claim other people as your dad?
我这样说他是我自己小时候有一个故事啊。
I said this because when I was little, I also had my own personal story.
有一次我记得小时候，我爸爸把我抬在他的肩膀上面。
I remember one time my father carried me upon his shoulders.
那个时候我还是很小啊。
And I was of young age.
那个村庄的叔叔都会来逗我。
And the villagers would come, uncles would come, and they would tease me.
你问我说你爸爸是谁啊
？And they would ask me who is your father.
我心里想说奇怪了，什么我爸爸是谁你不知道
？And I felt there is so weird because how do they not know who my father is?
为了讨他们高兴啊。
And so, in order to please them,
我就说我爸爸就是你呀。
I say my father is you.
哇，他们听得好高兴啊。
And so they hear this and they're very happy.
所以每次看到我就要就逗我一下，说你爸爸是谁啊
？And so they every time they see me, they tease me like this.
啊，所以我又说是他们呢。我又说，我爸爸就是你呀。
And so I said, my father is you.
他听哈哈大笑，我自己哈哈大笑，因为他被我骗了，他们不知道。
And so they laugh and I laugh.
后来哦，他们实在是太烦了。
And at the end, I was really annoyed.
因为哦，每次看到我就问这个问题啊，我那时候还很小啊。
Because every time I see them, they ask me this question.
我一生气之下就说，哎呀，我是你爸爸。
And then one time I said, I am your father.
后来从此就没有再问我爸爸是谁啊，没有人再问我了。
And then no one dares to ask me that question anymore.
当我们认错爸爸或认别人做爸爸的时候，我们的爸爸一定是很难过的。
When we recognize our father wrong, of course our real father is very upset.
我们天上有一个照我们的、养育我们的、看顾我们的一个天上的真神。
In the heaven, there is a God who looks and cares after us.
但是如果一个人呢，不抱这个天上的真神呢，拿个偶像木头拿起来雕刻敬拜，你说我们天上的神难不难过呢
？But if man himself takes upon a carved image that he made and then worshipped it as his own God,
所以圣经讲说这十条诫命叫做道德律。
And God would be very upset. That's why the Bible said here the Ten Commandments of
moral law,
the moral law.
这是真的，不只是写在，这是在我们心底里面每一个人都可以同意的事情啊。
And this is something that is agreeable in the hearts of every man.
你知道吗？圣经又说呢，一个人犯了一条诫命呢，等于犯了众条。
And the Bible even said, one who commits one sin commits all.
现在那个 LA 那个篮球明星叫什么？
Kobe
Bryant, 他不是在法庭接受审判吗
？Right now, there's an LA super basketball superstar Kobe Bryant is in the court.
他不是，他没有说，哎，因为我没有犯抢劫，所以我不是我没有犯罪啊，他没有这样讲啊。
He said, "I did not commit burglary, therefore I did not commit anything against the law."
你犯了一条，你就要接受审判，所以圣经上讲说，你犯了一条，等于是犯了众条，因为犯了一条也是罪人，犯了众条也是罪人。
But you commit one, you shall be judged, as the Bible says.
真的，我们要了解到，在神面前，我们真的很难完全了。
And therefore, it is true that in the presence of God, we can hardly be called perfect.
我们一个弟兄这样见证。
There's a brother even testified.
他教会慕道一段时间，他都不想受洗啊。
He came to church to true seek for quite some time, and he does not want to be baptized.
他觉得哦，受洗之后呢，每个礼拜六我都要来聚会。
And so he thought to himself, after I baptize, every Sabbath I got to come to church.
我要常常守诫命。
Then I have to keep the Ten Commandments.
我也要奉献。
Then I have to give an offering.
规条这么多。
So many regulations.
其实不多了，神的重担是很轻型的。
Actually, there isn't much. God's law is not heavy.
所以他不想。被捆绑，所以他就不喜欢受洗啊。
So he thought to himself, he does not want to be bound, therefore he does not want to receive baptism.
他怎么受洗的呢
？And so how did he come to receive baptism?
他有一天晚上，他来参加布道会啊。
One night he came in to attend the evangelical service.
那天的气氛完全不一样。
He felt that he came that day, and the atmosphere feels so different.
当诗班开始唱诗的时候
，as the hymns begin to be sung,
那个歌词让他觉得自己是一个罪人呢。
And from the words from the song, he felt that he was a sinner.
那个震动让他觉得自己在神面前是个灰尘，是个很不配的一个。
And that he felt as he sings to God that he is such a pitiful man, a man created by dust.
所以从头到尾，他眼泪一直掉个不完。
And so from the beginning of this hymn to the end, that he continued to shed his tears.
所以他不能再等待了。
And so he could not wait any longer.
那一次，他决定把生命的垃圾一次清光了。
And so therefore, that day he determined that he will throw away all the garbage in his life.
所以朋友，您觉得您是个罪人吗
？And so, dear friends, do you feel that you are a sinner?
当我们觉得在神面前真的不完全的时候
，When we feel that we are so imperfect in the presence of God,
我们才要想要。 在神面前做个完全的人。
And that we will want to pursue to become perfect in the eyes of God.
虽然说犯罪的哦，不只是罪人，他甚至是被罪控制的奴隶，叫罪奴啊。
One who sins, the Bible even describes him as being bound into slavery by sin.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look into this, John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
八章的三十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 34.
八章三十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 34.
新约一百三十九页，耶稣回答说：“八章三十四节
，Chapter 8, verse 34。
我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴隶。犯罪的人哦，罪是他的主人呢。
Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.、
啊、他要听从罪，不是罪听从他。他没有办法控制罪呀、啊。
Sin is his master. He cannot control sin, but sin has control of him.
所以说来犯罪哦，来犯罪哦，他就乖乖的听他的话。
Therefore, sin says, "Come and sin, come and sin," and so he obeys.
在圣经里面有一个使徒叫做保罗。
In the Bible, there is an apostle by the name of Paul.
他是一个良心非常清楚的人。
He is a man of a clear conscience.
他说我心中我好像有两个力一样啊。
And so he said that in my heart there is two powers, a struggle.
想要做善事，我做出来都变成恶事啊。
He said, every time I want to do good, but what I do is evil.
我每次不想做恶事，但是总是要把它做出来啊。
But what I do not want to do, I constantly go and do.
他说我这个肉体，我这个肉体是没有良善的。
And so he says, this flesh has no, is no good.
他实在说了，如果我做一个恶事，不是我真的想做，是我里面那个恶呢，叫我去做的啦。
He said, I do wickedness, it's not because I really want to, it's because the inner, the flesh that enables me to.
我真是苦啊，谁能够救我呢？
And so he said, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?
在座的朋友们，如果你我们真的是良心非常的清楚，我们也有这种感觉啊。
And so, dear friends, if we have a clear conscience, we also feel this struggle.
好像右边我们听到一个魔鬼叫我们做一些坏事啊。
Just like on the right hand side, we hear this voice from the devil tell us to do wicked things.
左边听到一个天使叫我们不可以做坏事啊。
But then on the left side, we have this angel telling us to do good things.
这个小天使小魔鬼一天到晚在我们心中征战。
And so this little angel and this little Satan constantly struggles in our mind.
不小心就听了这个小魔鬼的这个小声音了。
And when we are not careful, we heed it into the voice of the little Satan.
不小心在生活上我们就犯了一些小罪，小罪不断。
And therefore, in our life, is accumulation of these many little sins.
世上犯罪的人哦，有些人真的是他没有办法帮助自己啊，没有办法的。
Many people they commit sin, they cannot help themselves.
你知道吗？在美国社会有一种叫做什么？叫做欺负小孩子的惯犯，就是。Child sex offender 是不是？就是专门欺负那个 abuse， 就是性侵犯小朋友的。
In the American society, there is even the child sex molesters.
这种人哦，无论住在哪个社区哦，都要去跟警察局报到。
And this kind of a person who commits this crime in the past, always wherever he moves, will have to register with the local police.
他所住的地方呢，不能靠近学校太近的。
And where he lives can never be too close to a school district.
这种人到网络上也许你都可以找到这样的人是什么名字啊？他是谁啊？
And you can even find such kind of offender.
为什么美国政府对这些人这么严格呢？
Why is the U.S. government so strict on such kind of offenders?
这些人没有办法控制自己啊。
Because these kind of people cannot control themselves.
他们看到小朋友的时候，就好像蜜蜂看到花一样，花粉一样，就要去沾了。
When these kind of people see a young child, it is just like a bee being drawn to a honey.
真的有些人他醉，他没有办法控制自己啊。
So a lot of people sin, they cannot overcome it.
最近我读了一本书啊，他在介绍香港一个岛屿呢，叫做晨曦岛。
Recently, I read this book written by in Hong Kong.
有一个岛屿叫做晨曦啦 ，Morning Break Island， 哦，晨曦岛啊。
And its title is called Morning Break Island.
他提到、哦、香港在早期啊，常常是处于比较虽然有政府，好像无政府状态，它是一个这个贩毒、卖毒或者是吸毒很严重的一个地方啊。
And that in initial beginning stages of the Hong Kong nation, that it is like a country without government, and it is a country in which has drugs and corruptions.
所以吸毒的比例呢，在早期在香港是很高的。
And so one who takes drugs is very high in the Hong Kong.
一个爸爸这样跟他自己的孩子说啊。
And so a father said to his son.
你这一辈子哦，你要吃啦，你要喝啦，你要嫖啦，你要赌啦，通通没有关系。
He said, you want to eat, you want to drink, you want however you ingest it, doesn't matter.
但是你就是不要去吸白粉。
But you shall never go take cocaine.
他说：“如果你有一个敌人呢、啊、哦。”
He said, "If you have an enemy,
你就让他去吸白粉。
And then you let your enemy go, take cocaine.
保证他哦，子孙八代哦，通通没有办法翻身了。”
And he said, then I will guarantee to you your enemy and his descendants for 8 generations will never escape.
这个小朋友从小就接受到这样的教育。
And so this child, ever since he was little, received such kind of teaching.
但是他长大之后呢, 啊, 没有办法控制自己啊。
But when he had grown up and is independent, he could not control himself.
他说为了吃药啊, 他做了很多其他的犯罪的事情呢,来买毒品啊。
And so he said, in order to have drugs, therefore he committed so many evil and wickedness in order to obtain the drug.
被关了出来第一件事情,也就是去买毒品啊。
And after he was released from prison, the first thing he looked for is to take drugs.
父母跟他断绝的关系呢, 他还是要去买,吃毒品啊。
Even his parents does not acknowledge him as their child anymore, but he still could not stop taking drugs.
后来有一些基督教的朋友就在晨曦岛这个地方呢, 用一种基督教的方法呢, 来帮助别人戒毒啊。
And then finally, there are some Christians that went to visit this island and then introduce to them the gospel and how to not be addicted.
这样看起来啊, 罪对于人那种控制哦, 有时候像灰蛾扑火, 好像火对灰蛾一样, 灰蛾看到火, 一下就要扑进去的。 灰蛾就是那个什么,
莫, 对不对? 哎, 看到火, 自杀的。 So sin is like, the attraction of sin is just like moth being attracted to the fire.
罪恶有时候像泥沼一样, 人在里面越挣扎, 是越陷越深了。
And sometimes sin is like a quicksand, the more you struggle, the deeper you sink.
对,朋友们, 我们心中有这样一种挣扎吗?
So dear friends, do you have this struggle constantly in your heart?
我们自己本身有没有什么坏习惯呢?
Do we have some bad habits that we cannot overcome?
真的没有耶稣哦, 人很难除掉罪。
Without Jesus Christ, man can never escape this bondage of sin.
所以我们不要做罪奴啊。
And therefore, let us not be slave of sin.
犯罪的就是罪奴。
One who commits sin is slave to sin.
圣经讲说罪有它的代价。
The Bible also says that one who commits sin has its price.
我们来看罗马书第六章。
Let's look into Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
23节。
Verse 23.
罗马书六章二十三节
Romans chapter 6 verse 23
六章二十三节 6.23 23节
Verse 23
因为罪的工价乃是死 唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生 这边说罪有一个代价 有一个工价
Here that says There is a wage of sin.
啊, 这个就是死啊,
and it's death.
其实罪哦, 首先带给我们的哦, 是一种良心的不安啊。
First thing that sin brings upon us is that we have no clear conscience.
圣经上讲说, 啊, 神的灯, 啊, 就, 神的灯就是人的良心, 安置在人的心腹里面。
As the Bible says, the light of God is our conscience and it is lit within our hearts.
所以神呢, 神能用良心来照明我们的生命, 哪一些是对的, 哪一些是错的。
So constantly God uses our conscience to shine upon what is right and what is wrong.
但是有时候我们的, 我们的良心哦, 就像一个灯哦, 外面是沾满了灰尘啊, 所以那个良心已经, 那个灯已经很暗了。
But sometimes we will discover that our conscience is like a lamp and the outside glass has been tainted with dirt.
但是日久了, 我们晚上越深人静的时候呢, 又会觉得哎呀, 有时候良心发现了。
And then occasionally we will feel our conscience will speak its voice and rebuke us.
德国有个哲学家叫康德啊, Kant.
There is a German philosopher that's by the name of Kant.
他说有两件事情哦, 让他
He said there are two things that make him even more uneasy.
第一就是闪着星光的天空，闪着星光的天空呢，闪着星星，亮晶晶、星星的那个天空。
He said the first thing is the stars up on the sky.
第二呢，就是他里面会说话的良心呢。
And the second is the conscience that constantly speaks.
真的，当我们举目望天的时候。
It's true, when we look upon the sky,
天天有星光在那里,
and every day we see the bright stars,
一个永恒的神在支持着这个宇宙,
and that there is an everlasting God holding the universe.
我们就开始觉得, 哎呀, 我在神面前有很多亏欠了,
and then we discover that in the eyes of God, we have so many blemish.
在低头看到自己的良心的时候,
and then we lower our head and we look upon ourselves and our conscience.
而且我的良心会说话,
and indeed, we will hear this voice of our conscience.
所以两件事情让他觉得很难过, 就是越来越不安, 就是闪着星光的天空,
And therefore, he claims that there are two things that makes him uneasy: is the bright stars in the sky, and also his conscience.
我听说，在一个人呢看了一个叫做《基督受难记》之后啊。 Passionate of Christ.
I remember one person said after he saw the movie The Passion of Christ.
跑去警察局自首了。
And so he went to the police station.
以前犯的罪，良心遮住了。
And the sins that he committed before, it was covered.
看到耶稣基督的爱, 自己跑去自己良心发现了,
and so after he witnessed the love of Christ, that he found his conscience. And so the first thing of sin is that it will make our conscience
第二呢,
uneasy. And that the second is that other, the society and people around us, even, it's still full of some justice, that it will condemn us.
罪会带来败坏, destruction.
Sin will carry with it destruction.
Not
too long ago, we see how embarrassing America was when they saw how some of the soldiers committed in Iraq.
小弟在网络上去看, 那个美国大兵啊, 把那个犯人哦, 一排一排把他排高起来啊, and, 做一些很丢脸的事情啊,
some of the photographers we may have seen is how the soldiers lay these prisoners up into a pile.
当时他的良心可能已经麻木了, 哎呀, 这个没有什么嘛, just a game, 这个游戏而已。
But for this soldier, his conscience may be blocked, and he said, this is only a game, there's nothing serious.
但是罪恶所带来的就是一种什么? 败坏,
but what sin carries with it is destruction, and it needs to be judged.
更重要的就是圣经讲说,因为罪的工价其实到最后就是一个字, 死啊。
And even further, the Bible says very clearly, the ultimate wage of sin is death.
如果一个人他的罪一辈子没有办法把它解决掉,
if a person cannot depart from his sin throughout his whole life,
圣经上讲说, 耶稣基督讲说, 将来罪人要被丢到硫磺火湖里面去接受刑罚。
As the Bible described, the sinner ultimately will be cast into the abyss of full with fire and condemnation. And what kind of scenario is that? It's probably unimaginable to our minds. In Southern California, there's a sister by last name of Ding.
有一次她在见证,
and one time she testified.
她问主耶稣说, 什么叫天堂? 天堂到底长什么样子?
And so one time she asked God, say, what is heaven and what does it look like?
啊, 神真的给她做梦, 看到天堂。
And so God let her dream and he let her saw heaven.
啊, 真的很漂亮, 黄金街壁, 城, 鸟会唱歌, 花会唱歌。
Yes, indeed, he see the jasper wall, it's so beautiful, the streets full with gold, and the flowers would sing.
但是她觉得最愉快的就是, 你到天堂去, 她说, 每个细胞跟细胞之间的空隙啊, 如果有空隙啊, 整个充满了,
and she said that what is most enjoyable is that in that atmosphere you will feel that love.
她问主耶稣说, 主啊, 什么叫做人间啊, 什么叫人间?
And then she asked God, what is Hades?
人间哦, the world.
What is the world?
啊, 神有给她看一个意象,
and then God also showed her a vision.
这个人间呢, 就是一片黑暗的大地啊,
and then what God showed her was a dark piece of land.
世上的人好像一个那个萝卜一样, 是被埋在地底下的吧,
and that
就是落个萝卜头而已啊,
and the people of this world is like a carrot.
那突然之间上面有一个光照下来,
and then a bright light would shine upon the soil.
光所照的那个人呢, 就被从地里拔出来啊。
And then after that light shine upon this man, that he is dug out from the ground.
他就在光中行走啊。
And then he walks in the light.
如果读圣经, 我们发觉到, 这个异梦哦, 很, 非常有意思, 非常有意思,
and if we know the Bible, we will discover that this vision has a lot of meanings.
真的, 这个世界啊, 暂时属于魔鬼, 是充满了黑暗。
Indeed, it is true, this world belongs to the grasp and the control of Satan.
属于神的人就属于光明, 是不走在黑暗当中的。
One who belongs to God indeed walks in the path of light and does not belong to darkness.
那求神说, 什么叫地狱?
And so she lastly asked God, what is called hell?
后来神要带她去地狱看。
And so God brought her to Hades. As the angel carried her into hell, and so she smelled the aroma of brimstone. And then she began to hear the crying and the weeping of man.
她说, 神啊, 我不去了, 我不去了。
And so she asked the angel, do not take me there any further. It is a place full of great scare.
罪的工价乃是死啊, 就是地狱, 永远的刑罚。
For the wage of sin is death.
所以今天呢, 我们说神啊, 能够蒙神赦罪, 真的是一个很幸福的人。
And therefore we say that our sins can be forgiven by God is really one who is blessed by God.
因为神已经到地狱, 为我们尝死味了。
Because God himself has already went into Hades to suffer
啊,
for us.
如今靠着他, 我们就能够脱离罪的捆绑了。
It is by him that we can escape the bondage of sin.
我们来看一样一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
一样一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
一样一书第四章,
First John chapter 4,
第八节,
verse 8.
四章第八节,
chapter 4, verse 8.
四章第八节,
4, verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神, 因为神就是爱。 我们跳过来看16节,
verse 16.
四章十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。两次的神告诉我们说，他就是爱。
Here twice it mentions that God is love.
有爱的就是住在神里面。
One who has love dwells with God.
啊，神为了爱我们呢，他真的是为了很多的辛苦呢，来到人间为我们赎罪啊。
It's because God loves us that He went through the pain of coming into this world as a man.
我们来看一下马太福音的二十章二十八节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
马太福音二十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
新约二十九页。二十章二十八节。
20, verse 28.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并要舍命做多人的赎价。这么提到说，人子来呢，要为人舍命，做多人的赎价，做赎价的。
Here said the Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many.
啊，当一个人犯罪的时候
，When one commits sin，
在古代里面，他们要杀牛杀羊做赎价。
In the ancient days, they need to slay a bull or a sheep for their sin.
但是动物的生命呢，啊，是低贱于过人的生命的。
But the life of these animals is lower in value than the life of a man.
耶稣基督就来做逾越节的羔羊。
And therefore, Jesus Christ, God came as Jesus Christ and to serve as a sacrifice.
像那只羊一样被献上被献为燔祭啊，被烧掉。
Just like this lamb to be offered and to be burned.
那本来那个都是要这个斩头解四肢剥皮，那是个很痛苦的一个过程啊。
And the burnt offering needs to be the animal needs to be beheaded to be skin needs to be peeled and to be chopped into pieces.
我们常在想为什么十字架的道路那么样的辛苦啊
？So let us think about why is it the path to the cross is so painful.
小弟有时候想说，如果耶稣基督今天来到人间为我们死，容易一点呢、啊？
I think if Jesus Christ came to today, our society, his death may be easier.
Bang bang 两声，他就死掉了。
And maybe he shot twice a few times and he is gone.
为我们死掉了。
And he died for us.
历史以来十字架的这个刑罚是最痛苦的。
In the whole history of man, the greatest punishment and of great pain is crucifixion.
活活的人被吊在十字架上面吊死，如果没有吊死，把他打死啊。
A living man being nailed to the cross, and if he did not die by the cross, then he will be struck to death.
因为我们的罪太重了。
It's because our sin is indeed too heavy.
罪多啊，因为我们的罪多，所以我们的刑罚就多，所以耶稣基督才要接受十字架的刑罚。
Our sin is too abundant, therefore Jesus has to carry for us everything.
这是何等大的恩典呢
？How great is such a grace！
所以，各位朋友，你要来，我们一定要来接受耶稣基督啊
！So, dear friend, you must come to receive Christ into your life.
耶稣基督已经做我们的赎价了。
Lord Jesus Christ have already been as a ransom for many.
这像什么呢
？What is this？
就好像你的一个妹妹啊，或是家人呢，她被毒蛇咬伤了。
Just like there is a family member and whom you love, and she has been bitten by a snake.
被白布蛇咬伤了。
And she's been bitten by a deadly snake.
你的哥哥看到你这样子的一个情形，很新奇啊。
And so you may be that sister, and your older brother saw this, and he panics.
赶快拿出一支刀来，把你的伤口割十字形。
So he takes a knife and he makes a cross.
等不及了，就在你的伤口把你那个毒血把它吸出来啊。
And then he could not wait any longer, and so he sucks out the blood from your injury.
想不到吸得太急了，他的这个舌头弄破了。
But he sucks too fast, and therefore he cut his tongue and.
那个毒侵到自己的身体
，and so the poison enter into himself.
妹妹得救了
，and so the sister is saved.
哥哥就这样丧命了
，but the older brother loses his life.
诸位朋友们，那个毒蛇啊，就像撒旦一样。
Dear friends, that poison, that deadly snake is like Satan.
撒旦自古以来就是一个蛊蛇啊。
The Satan ever since the times of old has been called the serpent.
他引诱我们的始祖犯罪。
He has tempted us, our ancestors, to commit this great sin.
耶稣基督就好像是把那个罪吸出来一样了。
And so Lord Jesus Christ came and to suck out that poison from us.
完成神的公义，他本身已经为我们受死到地狱去尝阴间的刑罚。
And in order to fulfill all righteousness of God, he needs to go into Hades to suffer for us.
所以今天我们要想到啊，主耶稣的爱。
And so today we must ponder about the love of Christ.
我们要想到我们自己的罪。
We must ponder about our sins.
然后呢，接受耶稣基督宝水的赦罪的洗礼。
And then we must receive into our life the precious blood of His baptism.
信而受洗，必然得救。
Those who believe in Him and shall be saved.
不信的必被定罪啊。
And those who do not believe shall be condemned.
所以我们不要单言。
And so let us not delay any longer.
我们靠着主耶稣基督洗净我们的罪。
By relying relying on the Jesus Christ shall wash our sins away. No matter how much sin we have committed in the past, but we must separate ourselves. After a friend have heard such kind of sermon from a pastor, and so he invited the pastor into his home. And this person was a gangster. And so the pastor was actually afraid. And so once he entered into his living room, and so the gangster took out his pistol. And he said, "Pastor, you just said that Lord Jesus can wash away my sins." And the pastor said, "Yes, it is indeed what is written in the Bible." So let me ask you, I have used this pistol to kill and take some life. And do you think God will also forgive me? And so the pastor said, "The precious blood of Jesus will wash away your sin." And he said, "Pastor, look at the house next to mine."
那是我开的, 啊, 酒店。
And he said, "That liquor store belongs to me." And there are many drunkards that come and they get drunk. And even their family, their wife, their children comes to me to the store and beg me not to sell the liquor. And I cast them away into the outside.
我让这个酒鬼喝到一文不明, 喝到倾家荡产。
And I enabled this drunkard to continue in his way to the point that he lost everything.
像我这样的人, 这么差劲的人, 我还有要救吗?
And so he said, "A person such as me, do I still have this hope and chance?" And the pastor continued to say, "The blood of Jesus Christ will wash away your sins."
我的房子的后面有个赌场,
and he said, "Do you see the drug factory behind me?"
我骗术, 骗了每一位赌徒的钱啊。 每一个赌徒啊, 我用骗术骗起了他们口袋里面的,
and,
I also,
and it's a gambling place, and I have cheated many people's money.
啊, 让很多人失掉职业,
and even they lost their careers.
甚至有人自杀,
some even went to commit suicide.
我还是继续做这样的事情,
but I continue in my own gambling.
你想我这样的人真的有救吗?
Do you think that a person such as myself still have hope?
常常说耶稣的宝血要赦免你的罪。
The pastor once again said, "The blood of Jesus shall wash away your sin." And so he said, "My last question."
18年前我遇到一个漂亮的小姐啊,
18 years ago, I met a beautiful woman. And I cheated her, and I tricked her into becoming my wife. And I became a drunkard, and I struck her, and I scolded on her. When I'm angry, I cast her out to the outside. And my daughter begged me not to do it. And I also cast my daughter out to the outside. He said, "Do you really think a person such as me has hope?" And the pastor said, "Indeed, you are a great sinner. But the blood of Jesus will wash away your sins."
所以朋友,
dear friends, are we also a sinner? The things that we have committed in the past, are we able to face it with our conscience?
如果我们家有垃圾,
if we have garbage in our home,
你想早点清掉吗?
Do you not want to take out the garbage as soon as possible?
明神赦罪的人生是一个有福气的人。
Blessed is he whose sin is forgiven.
求主耶稣帮助我们,
may God help us.
起来,
let us rise.
受洗,
let us be baptized.
洗净你的罪,
let us wash away our sins.
为什么单言呢?
Let us not delay.
让我们每个人都做蒙神祝福的人。
Let us all be blessed by God.